Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord.
The
recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We are so excited to be back here again here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Under this open heaven. Amen. We're just so excited, amen, that the Lord, amen, has ordained it for this time, glory to God, that he will come and tabernacle with us, amen, glory to God, that we can dwell, amen, Jesus, that he can dwell in the midst of his people, glory to God, amen, because we have come to give him praise, amen, come to give him the glory and the honor that is due unto him, amen, truly. He's worthy of all of it. Amen. All of that and more. Amen. And we just want to, again, welcome you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those of you that have come to be with us here, those that are, amen, coming into the platform, amen, those that are listening by radio, those that are listening by Facebook, and those that are listening by podcast. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for the sacrifice of your time to come and be with us. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen. We pray that you have come. You have come intentionally tonight to receive something from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. While we're, amen, Jesus, getting all of our participants in, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen. And that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We'll send it to you. It's absolutely free. We'll give you the two numbers that you can text once we end our broadcast, at the end of the broadcast. Amen. So, as well, just want to let you know that you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, and there you can certainly share and send the broadcast to as many as the Lord would lead you to. Amen. We're just trying to get this word out, people of God. We're trying to get this word out, amen, at any cost, by any means necessary. Glory to God, amen. We know that the world is in a terrible state right now, glory to God, and people need hope. They need hope, amen. They need a savior, a redeemer, a deliverer, amen, Jesus. And here we're grateful to the Lord that he's given us this platform, amen, that we can, glory to God, at any given time, glory to God, through any given broadcast, there's a word of hope, amen. There's a word, glory to God, that to strengthen, a word to build, a word to restore the broken places, amen. So we thank God, amen, on tonight. Thank him for this platform, and certainly, again, you can get a copy of it afterwards, as we thank God for that ability to be able to send it. Amen. Glory to God. We'll send it directly to your phone as a link, and you can send it out to as many people as you are led to. Amen. We just thank God tonight, amen, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanking him for truly he is the head of this line, head of this outreach ministry. Amen. We are reaching. Amen. Last we heard, we are reaching into 59 countries. Amen, Jesus. And we just want to thank God for all of our international listeners, those that are, glory to God, in the north, the south, the east, the west, wherever you're listening from. We just want to let you know that we appreciate you. We thank God for you. We love and appreciate you so much. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that you're getting all that you need, getting all that you need from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, because he is more than enough. He's our El Shaddai. He's more than enough. Amen. All that we think we need, he's more than that. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. For him, glory to God, orchestrating, glory to God, truly, truly, truly the visionary of this work. And we just bless the Lord for him. Amen. Blessing the Lord for our celestial intercessor. Blessing the Lord tonight for our senior apostle. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Dr. Samuel Huggins James, thanking God for him. Thanking God tonight, amen, for our presiding bishop, Amen, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Thanking the Lord, amen, for the women of God that stand by their side. Amen. Thanking God for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Amen. Just thanking God for my leaders tonight. Amen. Thank God tonight for your leaders, all of your leaders. Amen. And your respective ministries. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for listening in. Amen. Glory to God. We have some faithful men and women of God that are coming to this line that have come to minister and that are always standing by, always listening, always praying for us. Amen. And I just thank God for each of you. Amen. I thank God for each of you. Just got a text message. Amen. From a man of God. Amen. Lord God. And I can't start naming people of God because, you know, the list will go on and on and on. Amen. But thank God for each of you. Amen. For your support, for your prayers, for your prayers. Thanking God tonight. Amen. For our PNN advisors. Glory to God. Each and every one of them. Thanking God for them. Amen. The help that the Lord has sent to keep this and help this ministry to move forward. Amen. Too much for one person, people of God. But we thank God that he has sent help along the way. Amen. And he's continuing to send help. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one. Amen. That's helping to keep this ministry moving forward. Amen. God bless you tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. More than you know. Amen. Glory be to God. And again, we thank God for each of you, people of God, that are listening, that are telling people about the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you for helping us to get the word out. Amen. To get the word out, to let the people know that we are here. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We want to encourage you, people of God, to go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Amen. You'll get your notepad or get your phone. Glory to God. Go ahead and get that information and then get your supplies. Amen, Jesus, because truly we know that there's a word from the Lord on tonight. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. For his messenger on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we always like to try to get the man of God up early. Amen. Because I'm telling you, we just get so much. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God out of what God has given. Amen. So we're not going to delay tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We want to go ahead and sanctify the line as you're coming in. We would like to ask, as we always do, go ahead and text a couple of people, invite them to come in. Amen. Invite them to come and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Just invite them to come in. Listen, people of God, if we don't invite them, glory be to God. Amen. Sometimes they get busy. Amen. So pull them out of that busy schedule. Tell them to come on and be a part tonight. Amen, Jesus. Come on in. Come on in and be a part of what God has for us on tonight. Amen. God bless you again, people of God. We want to, amen, go ahead and sanctify the line. Amen. Glory be to God. And get ready for the message on tonight. Amen. Settle ourselves, settle our spirit on tonight. Glory be to God. And just get ready to hear what the Lord is saying to us, the people of God, on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would, amen, just bring your spirit in. Begin to give God thanks. Begin to just praise him. Glory to God right where you are. Amen. Just begin to bless him on tonight. Amen. Just begin to bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Just begin to bless him for his goodness. Amen. Just let your mind, amen, go back, glory to God, to the goodness of the Lord, to the goodness and all that he's done. Glory to God. Just let your mind go. Amen. Glory be to God. As we come into his presence, glory to God. As we come, glory be to God, into the presence of the Lord, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just begin to give him thanks tonight. Yay, God, thank you. Just begin to give him praise. Amen. Just begin to bless him. Just begin to lift him on tonight. Glory to God. Just glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your hearts on tonight. Lift your hearts and your hands unto him on tonight. Glory to God. In total surrenderance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we want the Lord to have his way on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We glorify you. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your goodness, oh God. We're thanking you for your divine will. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Master, for loving us. For loving us, oh God, as glory to God, when we didn't know how to love ourselves. But Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We're thanking you for your great love. We're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for your divine protection. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. Glory to God, we lift you up on tonight. We come, glory to God, with thanksgiving in our hearts and a praise on our lips. We come on tonight, oh God, to bless your name. We come tonight, glory to God, to give you praise. We come tonight, glory to God, to appreciate you for your goodness and appreciate you for your grace. We come tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, with no other motive, oh God, but that you would touch us tonight, Father, that you would touch us again in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming tonight, glory to God, with a heart, hey God, with a heart full of thanksgiving on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you would touch tonight. We're asking you to forgive us tonight. We're asking you to forgive us of our sin on tonight. Pardon us of our iniquities on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we come on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We come tonight yet again. We come yet again tonight asking you to have your way. Have your way tonight. Have your way, glory to God, in this work. Have your way, glory to God, in this service on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will move tonight. That you will move by your spirit. That you will move tonight. Father, that you will break yokes. In the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, glory to God. We're asking you tonight, Father, we're asking that you will look upon this line. Look upon this line. Oh, God, look upon, oh, God, each and every heart. Look upon, glory to God, the altars of the heart of your people tonight. Father, for you see every need and you see every desire. And Father, we know that you are able, oh, God, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you. We glorify you. And Father, we say, have your way tonight. We humble ourselves. We humble ourselves tonight. And we shall have your way. Have your way. Gloria Messiah. Oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we shall save tonight. Save the unsaved on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will heal tonight. Heal bodies. Heal souls. Heal spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, move tonight. Move in the winds on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Father, that you would move, glory to God. Move in the soul of your people. Father, we're asking tonight that you would restore. Restore tonight. Oh God, the broken places. Father, that you would restore in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to move upon the mind. Move upon and transform the minds of your people tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, rectify. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch now. Oh, God, touch in the recesses of the minds of your people tonight. Father, let us not leave this line the same. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do a work, oh, God. We're asking you to do a new thing in the midst of us on tonight. Do a new thing. Oh, God, perform it tonight. In the precious name, yeah, God, in the precious name of Jesus, hey, glory to God, and we're thanking you tonight, oh, God, we're thanking you tonight, thanking you for your covering, thanking you for your blood shed on tonight, glory be to your name, we're thanking you tonight, Father, we're enemy. Thank you for binding this every hand in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father, in the north, the south, in the east, and the west, we're thanking you tonight for causing the trouble and the cease in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Hey, God, and we decree all tonight, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're thanking you tonight. Father, we're thanking you tonight. God, how you say, God, thank you. Thank you for your peace tonight, your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. Thank you for resetting us tonight. Thank you, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would breathe. Father, breathe upon us afresh. Say, God, breathe afresh tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, meet every need. Hey, glory to God. Father, do it tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we come against every wicked work of the enemy now in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we declare your blood. We declare your blood. We declare your blood on tonight, and we bring it down tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, we bring down, hey, God, the works of the enemy. Hey, God, by your spirit tonight. And, Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for endowing tonight. We're thanking you tonight for speaking. Oh, God, speak to our hearts on tonight. Send forth your word to deliver, your word to set free. Send forth your word on tonight. Oh, glory to God, send forth your word. Oh, gloria mahaya. Oh, God, cause it to settle. Oh, God, settle in our hearts on tonight that we might not sin against thee. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. We thank you tonight, oh God, for your servant. And we're asking that you would touch now. Touch your servant even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for your word, your prepared word for your people tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. We're asking that you would strengthen your servant tonight. Strengthen. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, God, strengthen tonight. Strengthen tonight. Strengthen. Even now we pray and we bind every distraction tonight. We bind every distraction, every hindrance tonight. Oh, God, and for this we give you thanks. We thank you, glory to God, for your precious spirit. Oh, God, to come, Maya. Oh, God, to cause your word to have free course among us, have free course within us on tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you now, Master. We thank you for touching every soul. We thank you for healing tonight. We thank you for delivering. We thank you, Sahaye. We thank you on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we bless you. Glory to God. Bless you, ha-ha. Hey, God, thank you for bowing down your ear. Oh, God, to hear the cries, the petitions of your people. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We bless you now, oh, God. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Sanctify us now. Sanctify us, oh, God. Cause us to be ready. Cause us to hear what the Spirit, oh, God, what you're saying to your people, the church. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For this, we do give you honor. We give you glory tonight. For what you're about to do in the midst of us, we bless you. We glorify you in that precious name. Jesus, hey, woo, God, hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor in that precious name. Jesus, glory to God, every heart tonight. Say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah for what he has done. Glory to God. It's already done. Glory to God. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Thank you for the lifting of the hand of his people tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God as he make us ready. Glory to God as he pull us in together into this one place. And Jah. Hey, glory to God in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And tonight, glory to God, amen. I want you to go ahead and make your hearts ready. Glory be to God, amen. We're going to have our scripture reading, amen, Jesus on tonight. Glory to God by Sister Mary Holland. Glory to God, if you will. Amen. Just press star 6. Come on over. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Mary Holland. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 3rd chapter of Hebrews, the 7th through the 15th verse, the disobedient generation. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your father tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed there be any of you in evil heart or unbelief and depart from the living God. But exhort one another daily for it is called today, lest any of you be harmed through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Why it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. I have read the 3rd chapter of Hebrews, the 7th through the 15th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary, tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us take heed, people of God. Let us take heed, amen, to the things that we've heard, to the things that we shall hear tonight. Glory to God. Let us give an earnest ear, amen, to what the Lord is saying to us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We are so grateful tonight, amen, to have, amen, the prophet back with us. Glory be to God. Amen. He has quite a busy schedule. Amen. Glory to God. And we are always grateful and he's able to make time, amen, to come and be with us here. Amen. We bless God for him, of course, people of God. He is no stranger at all. Amen. And we bless the Lord for this man of God. Amen. Glory to God. A man of wisdom. Amen. A man that don't mind declaring this word. Amen. Glory to God, who's serious about God's business. Amen. And serious about God's people. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for his passion to declare the word. Amen. Jesus, his mandate from God, amen, to declare the word. Amen. Glory to God. Not only to us, amen, but to the nations. Amen. He is a prophet. Glory to God. He is a pastor. He is an evangelist. Glory to God. We thank God for this man of God. Amen. Jesus, he's a young man. He loves God. Amen. And his heart is toward God in all that he does and all that he says. He's coming to us tonight, people of God. Amen. From Alachua, Florida. Glory be to God. By way of Elohim's Revival Center International. Glory to God. People of God, tonight receive the man of God, amen, actually for the next three nights, amen, and for the next two nights, amen. Tonight, people of God, receive, amen, none other than prophet, pastor, evangelist, Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight, and we praise God for who he is, and we honor him for tonight, amen, and we truly bless the Lord for life, health, and strength. Amen. We bless God on tonight for all the advisors. Thank God for Minister Bradley. Thank God for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. We give God praise for Bishop K.A. Tenner and the senior apostle, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, on tonight. We thank God for all of you, men and women of God, near and far and great. Amen. In the work that you do for the kingdom of God. We're not going to prolong the time. Amen. We honor the Lord for his spirit and his presence on tonight. We're going to get into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority, even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, God, by the power of your spirit, oh God, that you will bind the will of the enemy on tonight, and you will bring his work to know. Father, place a shield wall around me even now in the name of Jesus. Father, you know and you see just as I see the things that are even happening in my midst. And so, Father, I pray that you bind it, cast it out, and send it back to the valley of the valley of dry bones even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel every assignment of the enemy, God. We bind every spirit of witchcraft, every hidden deceitful motive now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that our eyes and our ears be open. God, we ask you to forgive us for all sins, sins of omission, sins of commission even now. Blot out every transgression, oh Jesus. Let your will be so in our lives. Speak, Lord, tonight for the servant hears. Give me the strength to decrease that you might increase, oh God, in the midst of this place. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14 on tonight. 2 Chronicles 7:14 on tonight. Amen. And when you have gotten there, somebody say amen or bless God. But let me know we are there. And thank you, Jesus, on tonight. We bless the name of the living God. We give God honor and praise for life, health, and strength on tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14, it said it, and it reads, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt thou observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have coveted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fall thee a man to be fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're going to begin reading at 17 on tonight. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, and despise not prophesy. James 5:16. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless your name tonight, God. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. I want to spend some time with you this 3 days dealing with the days of intercession and the time of intercession. When we often hear the word intercession, we have heard many say that I am an intercessor or I am a prayer warrior. I am called to the position of prayer or the office of prayer or the structure of prayer or the ministry of prayer. But when you have been chosen and carved out to become or anointed and ordained to be a intercessor, you have been called to a life's work of not just prayer alone, but you have been called to a life work of isolation in prayer. And so as we look at the life of an intercessor, it's not about a podium with an intercessor. It's not about a platform with an intercessor. In fact, when you have been called to intercede, you are intervening, you are intercepting, you are also providing resolutions to problems. It is one of the most daunting positions because you spend more time fasting and prayer for other people. Now, intercessors now have a particular type of job. They have a particular type of call on their life. They are anointed to do a particular type of work. Intercessors don't spend too much time getting prayer requests because they pray based upon strategic alignment with God's will and assignment. And so many times when we send an intercessor a prayer request, it may seem like they're not going to pray for us, but they will pray for us. It is when they finish their assignment. It is the assignment of God that comes first in an intercessor's life. If God has an intercessor on the wall at the hours of 3 a.m. praying that the will of God be so in someone's life, then that's what they are designed to do for that time and that season to accomplish. If the Lord has them praying at 12 a.m., then that is what God has them doing. Intercessors have a difficult time trying to fit in because they're called to the wailing wall of prayer. Intercessors now find themselves moving spiritually. They're not more people that are carnal, like they love to do stuff in the spirit realm. As a matter of fact, intercessors ain't friends with the pulpit. They ain't too friendly with the microphone. They're not the average person that you call for an opening prayer. Now, if you want an opening prayer, you call somebody that's going to pray and do an opening. But an intercessor now, their whole anointing and mantle is designed to open a gate and a veil to travel in the spirit realm. And so if you're not ready for your church to take a trip in the spirit realm, you can't call an intercessor to do an opening prayer. Intercessors now understand that when they're called to prayer, prayer starts with a conversation. Once the conversation has come to its end, it's when the Holy Spirit begins to take over. And that's when the intercessor no longer is praying or having a conversation with the Lord. Now they are in what we call the assignment. That's when they are traveling now, when their spirit man has went up into the mind of God and they're seated in his mind and they see what he sees and hear what he hears. And they begin to minister according to what the Lord shows them. They begin to pray according to what the Lord shows them, how he reveals it to them, and who people are in the spirit. Our intercessors are known for picking up names of people they don't know. They will pick up faces of people in other countries that they never see in their life and begin to pray for them because they're called to the position of prayer. They're anointed to pray. It is their mantle. They walk in the power of prayer. They're not like anybody else. You'll never meet them. They'll never meet them standing outside on their front porch crying and calling out the name of Jesus, because intercessors do their greatest work behind closed doors. They understand the needfulness for a threshing floor and a prayer room. They understand that most of their battles are won, if not all their battles are won, on their face or on their knees. I wish I had a church tonight. So intercessors now stand in a position of real authority. I don't care how many intercessors we have, they all pray at different frequencies and different timetables. And so to understand the life of an intercessor, we have to understand how when intercessors, when they open their mouths, the trajectory of their prayer begins to move through the sound and at the speed of light, because it's no longer moving at a wavelength of what we normally would see things moving at slow pace. But because it's all spiritual, it is moving at an eternal speed limit. It means that it's no longer bound by time. In other words, the intercessor has the ability to pray and get a breakthrough on a miracle for your life right then, when someone else would have to pray and keep praying.
intercessors are able to tap realms in the spirit. They're able to tap barriers and break through walls and shatter things in the spirit. They're able to pull on the breakers anointing and see God cause revival to break out in a city. We are in a desperate time in the body of Christ or in our world where the intercessors should be praying. But we have more intercessors who are working dual roles, spending more time trying to pray in the house instead of in their closet. And so we're losing the power of a secret prayer. We're losing the power of a secret prayer. The Bible says in Psalms 91, it said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, who goes in the secret place, it said, in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So who goes in the secret place? They cover themselves when they pray. They shield themselves off while they're praying. They're not looking for an audience. So you can tell the difference between people who are called to intercession and those who are literally doing it because they want to be seen. They're doing it for likes, and they're doing it for a crowd, and they're doing it because they want people to know who they are. But when the intercessor begins to pray, they tap a place in the spirit realm where we get into the Bible. It says in Romans 8 and 26, and it says that, and in a like manner, it said, likewise, the spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray, for as we ought, but the spirit itself make an intercession for us with groans and moans we cannot utter. There is a place session that requires no tongues, that requires no name calling. But it's when your spirit man begins to wail out, your spirit man begins to cry out, it begins to make the sound that you cannot make. It begins to bubble up utterance that you cannot bubble up. It begins to decree and declare what you cannot decree and declare. It begins to command things to shift in place out of a groan and moan. Your spirit begins to intercede, and doors begin to open. See, intercessors don't just stand in the gap, but they also break their bodies. And when you intercede, you walk in the spirit, and your prayers become not limited, but you're walking with God. Your prayer is ascending into the heavens and moves at the frequency. Watch this. Sound. Your prayer breaks sound barriers because of the speed of it. There's outer court and inner court prayers and behind the veil prayers. Once your prayers you reach behind the veil, you're over in the intercession. Once you get into intercession, your prayers now are moving beyond the speed of light because they're no longer bound by time. Because once you move from the outer court to the inner court, where still time is, anything in the holy place becomes eternal. And when you begin to pray in your holy place, it becomes an eternal prayer, a prayer that cannot be stopped or hindered. And so when intercessors begin to pray, one of the things that we have to understand is that before we go into intercession, see, intercessors know there's a worship that has to be started, an atmosphere has to be set. And so this is why before we pray, you got to set up a tehillah before the Lord. You got to set up a new song. Release a hymn of praise. Sing a new song unto the Lord. And tehillah means glory or praise. It is derived from the Hebrew word meaning praise, song, or hymn of praise. When we begin to set up a new song unto the Lord, we begin to not make a noise, but now we are ministering to the Lord. Because we are worshiping him. We are basing ourselves before him in the spirit realm. And so as we begin to build this atmosphere, this momentum, see, many people want to jump in and just go in and pray and intercede. but it's got to be a right way. You don't come to a king's house and go inside of his refrigerator and get his best Kool-Aid and juice and sit down across your legs and turn on his TV and change the channel to what you want to watch, except you have had an opportunity to have an invitation. See, once you set the platform of praise and the worship and you release it to him, you receive an invitation. We all know what it is, those of us that pray and intercede. We know what it is. When you begin to go into intercession and deep intercession, before you even get there, you feel the nudging of God. You feel God pulling at you. You feel the Holy Ghost moving in you. And all of a sudden your spirit starts connecting and you feel the momentum of prayer building. And then all of a sudden when you have gotten weak at the outer court beating on the door in prayer, saying, let me in. Let me in. I know you hear me. And all of a sudden utterance begins to bellow up out of your belly. You begin to make a sound that you've never heard before because you're moving into intercession. As an intercessor, you have a responsibility to remain on your post. Intercessors can't just decide when you want to pray. It is an assignment on your life of praying. I was on some years ago on the city bus, and I was leaving class, and I'm on the city bus, and I'm riding home. And the Spirit of God rested upon me so heavy that I began to, I was in the back of the bus. And normally, I didn't sit way back in the back. But I sat in the back of the bus, sharing the switch. And I'm sitting there, and the Spirit of God rested upon me so heavy that my spirit man began to break. I began to weep before the Lord in the back of the bus. I began to cry. And I can feel intercession building up in me. And by the time I got home, I made it to my room just in time. And I laid out on the floor and began to wail. I began to cry out for the Lord. And I began to cry out for people I didn't know. Begin to see their faces and begin to pray for people who I didn't know. Begin to call them that little girl and that little boy, that country and that nation. When you have been called to the service of prayer, when you have been called to a posture of prayer, it is a everlasting job. It's an assignment that will never leave you because men are to always pray and not faint. But when you have been called to prayer itself, I'm not talking about preaching because preaching is easy. The preaching is the field. We're the preaching with the kids. We want to be more saved. We get out there and preach and shout and dance and fall on the ground and roll in the grass and then get back up and then be bad and don't know what. But intercession keeps your spirit humble. Intercession brings you into a place of brokenness and submission. Intercession teaches you how to minister from your heart because you know what, yes, God, you know what you're worshiping. See, you cannot be an effective intercessor if you have not been intimate with God himself. Because one of the key things of intercession is into you I see. God have mercy. Meaning that when you as an intercessor begin to get your wings to intercede, meaning that means that God has seen and he's able to see into you, meaning that God is able to step into your environment and illuminate your spirit, man, and see into you. He sees everything about you, the beginning and the end. He sees your weaknesses. He sees your, God help me, he sees your falls, your failures, your mishaps. He knows your beginning from this. There's nothing that you shield and cloak from him, but you will open yourself and say, God, here I am. And he's able to see into you. Intercessors have an encounter with God before they begin to have an encounter with prayer. Oh, God. And what I mean by before they begin to have an encounter with prayer, before they begin to move in the levels of the spirit of prayer, where they are seeing shifts and changes, where barriers are being broken, where things are being shattered, where demon spirits are being cast out from afar. Intercession brings you beyond the waiting room. It brings you into the place of deliverance. Intercessors are midwives in the spirit. We're birthers. We're the ones that don't even sign the birth certificate, but we're there to witness your growth. We're there to witness your salvation in the spirit. We're there to witness your miracle in the spirit. We are midwives. We come on, somebody. We're able to pray for you from a distance and see a miracle. But as you intercede, he sees into your heart, into your spirit, and into your soul. See, even intercessors have to go to another place in God. We can't just pray at the same level. We can't just pray at the same place. We can't pray at the same beat. We can't pray there forever, but we must reposition ourselves. We've got to grow and elevate in prayer ourselves. There's even dimensions in prayer that we've got to get to as intercessors. And many of us are interceding, but we're interceding in the wrong season, in the wrong place. But I come to tell you tonight, it's time to step into your rightful season of intercessor with prayer. Because we can pray for someone and get comfortable in a level and get comfortable in a place, but it becomes not effective. Well, the Bible says that we're praying amiss because God is waiting for many of us who are intercessors to come to another place. Prayer warrior, it's time to elevate your prayer life and come up to another place. Intercessors, hear me when I say this. Intercessors intercept things that come or before they happen. Prophets are the only ones that are able to derail things in the spirit. Intercessors assassinate the assassinations. They stop them from taking place. Where are the intercessors now in the body of Christ? Where's your discernment? Where babies are being killed. People are being destroyed. Drugs across the street from the church. People smoking cigarettes on church grounds. Where are the intercessors? Now you pull up in the parking lot, you got liquor bottles everywhere, lottery tickets. Members bold enough to sit in the house of God and scratch off lottery tickets. Where are the intercessors? The ones that are gatekeepers, who are like elders in the spirit, who will shut these things down before they go in the door, where men will fear bringing any mess in the house of God, except they were bringing it in the thorn and the trance to get the devil. Now we have intercessors who have stepped out of position. See, we're one body, but we are many members. There are many components to the body of Christ. And if one piece be out of order, then the whole thing be out of order. Prayer used to be something that we did around the clock. I remember as a kid, when me and my brother would come home from school, and we walk in the house, and the TV was off. TV was off. No radio was playing. Nothing, just silent. My mom told us, go put your backpacks down. And come on back in here. Today we fasting and praying. We couldn't go out the door and play that day. But we had to get on our knees and pray. We get in trouble in school. My mother disciplined us. We'll go in the house from school. No, we thought we were going to get the worst beating in the world. was coming to the house, and she said, get down there, put that backpack down right there. And I want you to get down on your knees and call, now watch this, call on Jesus till I get tired. Do you hear me? She said, call on Jesus till we get tired. She said, call on Jesus till she got tired. And to some people, they said, oh, that was abuse. But she was embedding prayer into our bellies. She was instilling prayer into us because she knew that the only one that could save us was the name that we would call on, and that was the name of Jesus. She was teaching us how to intercede for ourselves. But we don't do that no more. We don't intercede. Intercession has become a thing of the past. Now we assemble because it's a program. Because the pastor said we got to. We ain't doing it out of the house of God no more. Out of submission and service to God. We're doing it because now we don't want to be called out souls for not being there. We're showing up. And we're physically there, but we're not spiritually present. Intercessors are showing up. And now they're in their prayer closet with popcorn and tater chips and texting and all kinds of extra stuff. There's no focus and no sacredness in the threshing floor area. There's no sanctification in what was once deemed holy and righteous. A place that we once feared to contaminate ourselves. The intercessors have fallen short. Because I remember as a little boy, they were called prayer meetings. And it was shut down the devil's work. Canceled the enemy's assignment. 8 years ago, I came back to this place, here, this city. And I believe it was in my third or fourth year here, they put a casino down by the gas station. And the Lord told me, he said, go in there. He said, I want you to sit down at the game table with them while they're gambling. And I want you to shut this place down through the power of prayer. So I said, okay, I went in. And I sat down with all the gamblers, right among them. They looked at me, they said, you lost, preacher. You ain't got no business in here, man of God. I said, I can come to see you. But I stayed there, and I kept praying. I prayed. And when I walked out the door, the Holy Ghost said, it's done. You won't have to go back. And my mother can tell you, to this day, that place has been shut down. But that's the power of intercession. The assignment of an intercessor. There's power on your life. There's an anointing on your life. That's in power. That's in life of the power of the tongue. You have the ability to shape your community if you open your mouth. Don't complain. Bind it. Shut it down. Decree and declare it. And move it out of your community. But you can't do it because many of the intercessors have lost their position of authority because they've been out of position so long that they can't bind and rebuke nothing. And they spend more days praying rain prayers, praying the same prayer over and over again and not getting answers. But the power of an intercessor has a responsibility to the body of Christ and to the kingdom and to the world. You're not just called to the church. You're called to serve in prayer and crying out to the Lord. Who are these intercessors? You find them. Prophets are intercessors. And then there are those who are not prophets that are intercessors. But we have more young prophets now that are fighting over platforms and social media status that we've lost the sanctity of the altar. We've lost the purification of the altar. Now we compete for pulpits and preaching and opportunities to be seen and noticed instead of sitting down and praying and letting your gift make room for you. Now we want the world to know that we are doing the works. Intercessors are moving out of their prayer closets and coming before social media with their sacred garments on, covered in before the world, showing the people their priestly garments, revealing to the people their gowns that they wear inside of their prayer rooms. Those garments are sacred and should never be revealed. But they are the garments of the king. When you go into your prayer room, you are going into the harem of the king. And you don't take what you display and dress in the attire before the king and display it before the world. That is not the world's attire. You're not dressing for the world. You're dressing for the king's room. And we take it and we dress ourselves wrapped up in our mantle. And we sit in front of cameras and low music on. And we moaning with fake tears and speaking in all kind of tongues and calling down all kind of spirits that ain't even there and prophesying to people and having your tag up there for people to sow into your life. The devil is a liar. We've got to get back to purification and intercession. There's got to be a level of prayer that brings us into an alignment with who God really is. But we've stepped outside of it. Now we only pray when we got to preach. There's not much sacredness in the offices anymore. We've lost a lot of sanctification and purification in the office. They may be sanctified, but a lot of them have lost the purity. You may be saved, but you have taken that which is holy and given it unto the dogs. Aaron's sons put strange fire in their vixens. And that's what intercessors are doing when they display their robes, their priestly garments for their chambers. This was, I think, last year, the year before, sometime or another, was right here on this line where the Lord gave instructions concerning how to build a threshing floor room modeled after the tabernacle. And not only how to build a threshing floor room, but how to also build adjacent to the room a prayer closet. How to keep your garment safe. Your threshing floor room is not a place of cameras. I don't know why I shifted here. But your threshing floor room is not a place for entertainment. This ain't Cribs of MTV. This is a holy place. A sanctified place. A sensitive place, a place where you don't allow certain things to be displayed before the world. Prayer closet is not the church house. Your threshing floor room is not the church house. Intercessors, you're letting men and women inside of your spiritual bed. Giving them a room to see that which you and the Lord do. But the Bible says that we cannot give that which is holy unto the dog. But we're also finding ourselves without oil. Matthew. Matthew 25.
Verse 1. So the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. You go and pray, and you're going to take your lamps, your light of the Lord before the bride. You're going to go meet the bride and groom. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. You wasted it. You was too busy showing the world what you had. Too busy trying to get likes and clicks. But we've got to understand what is sacred should be kept sacred. That which is holy should be kept holy. That which is pure should be kept pure. But he said, but why? But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. See, there are intercessors that people don't even know their name. Don't know who they are. Don't know where they come from. Don't know their address. But it says, while the bride and groom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bride and groom coming. Go ye out to meet him. Did all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. You're wasting your oil, wasting your assignment on that which is not ordained by God. Intercessors cannot afford to waste oil. You need all of your anointing. You need it for your assignment. There are innocent lives that don't even know you that need your prayer. There are people who you will never shake hands with, but they are praying for you in the spirit. And you're praying for people in the spirit that don't know you, and you will never greet them. This is why you cannot waste your anointing. You cannot waste your prayer. You cannot spend time polluting the position and posture of prayer, because your prayer can very well save somebody's life. Many of you, it's time to come up to another place in prayer. It ain't that you're not praying, it's that you're praying too low now. You graduated. You've got to come up higher, because you was once seeing results, but now you are not seeing them like you once was. It's time to come up higher now. Many of your intercessors who have not begun your journey in prayer, you're trapped and you're held in fear and you're held in doubt in yourself, and many of you are held in a place where you don't even know how to get to that point of intercession, how to break through that first layer, break through that barrier. The sound of an intercessor is not just a sound. Minister Bradley, I was sitting tonight, and the Lord took me something. He said, do you understand what I mean when I call the angels choir? And I said, yeah, I understand. He said, well, when you become an intercessor, or when you are interceding, or when you're praying, your prayers sound like music, and it smells sweet like honey to my nostrils. And I begin to think about the scripture where it talks about us when we pray and this stuff, our prayers and worship and stench to God's nostrils. And what we do spiritually, verbally, has a smell. It has an odor to it. I wish you could see this. So when we open our mouths, what does God smell coming out of you? What are you giving him? Is it sweet? Does it smell like roses, daisies? But what kind of spirits are emulating when you open your mouth to pray and worship and sing and minister? What's coming out? It's not what goes into a man that defiles him. It's what comes out of him that defiles him. Purging all of me, coming out of the draw. So what
is coming out of you. What does God smell when you intercede? Is it the honey that he smells? Does your prayer remind him of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What does the Lord smell when you pray? How does your prayer sound? Are you singing a tehillah before him? Let me get ready to close. Are you singing a new song when you begin to pray before the Lord? Intercession is a place that brings you into worship. Worship, they say, brings you into the worship. And when worship brings you into the worship, you have made it to a place of transformation, because now you are going through your own deliverance and healing. Worship unlocks miracles. This is why prayer is so essential and worship is so essential, because we can shout and dance all day long, but if we have no worship, we have no relationship. The Father seeks such as those that will worship him, and worship him in spirit and in truth. If it be pure, then he's looking for you. If it be not pure, then he cannot find you. Intercession allows you to tap over into intimacy, because into you I see. Intercession should always lead to worship, should always end with worship, because after you have poured out in intercession, only he can pour in what you've poured out, and that's where it becomes spiritually intimacy. And when it becomes spiritually intimacy, this is where you begin to be restored, and strength is poured back into your spirit. Virtue is restored. See, there's a place in prayer and intercession that only God can recharge you. See, virtue can be restored to others as well, praying for you and praying virtue back into you. But there's a place in intercession. That's why you don't show people your bridegroom changes. You don't show them the harem of the king, because that's where you are restored. It is where you minister to him. You fulfill the work of the assignment, and that is where he ministers to you and restores your strength. He restores back into you that which you have poured out. Once he pours back into you, you are fulfilled. You are complete. You are whole in the spirit. Tonight, if you are someone that said, man of God, I heard what you prayed and heard what you have said. I know I'm called to be an intercessor, but I know I need to be saved first. I want you to press star 6 and come on over. And tonight you're saying, man of God, I am tired of running from the Lord. I'm tired of it. He's chasing me. The Lord told me tonight, he said, just because your behavior changed, I didn't change my mind. He told me, he said, I want you to tell some people that just because your behavior changed, because your appetite changed, I didn't change my mind. Just because you decided to do some things that was outside of my will, I didn't change my mind. I'm still the same God that I was yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you're a backslider, and you say, man of God, I want to be restored. I know that I'm out of place and out of position, and I want to be restored. I want to be back where I used to be. I want to be back on my post. I want to be back in God. I know that I'm not where I should be. I want to come home. Come to the platform, that's 5-6,
come on, for those who are seeking salvation. Let's start this. We are in a time now where everybody should be trying to run to Jesus, where everybody should be trying to run to the altar. But we are also in a time where the Bible is being fulfilled, Minister Bradley, and people aren't running to the altar because the Bible said they would. As a matter of fact, the Word of God warned us that people were going to walk away from God. It shouldn't surprise us. It shouldn't shock us. It shouldn't. But it does. It hurts us to see a fellow soldier or soul walk away from the work of the kingdom and go back into the world. It hurts us to see it. But the Bible is being fulfilled. We're trying to hold on the pages as if they're being fulfilled. We're trying to keep the right from coming off the pages into life, to fruition. And it's running all over our arms, all over our bodies, and it's being fulfilled. We're walking around and scriptures are laced over us because we're trying to keep the word from being fulfilled in this area because it's disheartening. Even to the very elect, that we will stand in pulpits and preach the gospel and see great men and women of God fall from grace. They will fall out of their position. Men and women of God just walk away from the call. See, people ain't just backsliding from just sitting in the pews and singing on the choir and being musicians. They're backsliding from being preachers. The names just started, they've been doing. But this is appeal to call, a call to arms. I don't care what your sin is and what you fell from or what caused you to fall. But tonight the gate is open. And we offer Christ to you that you come.
Hello?
Press star 6 and come on the platform.
Hello?
I'm going to wear my phone on.
Press star 6. I'll give you 2 minutes. Remember what my God is saying. Nobody there. We're going to move on.
Hello?
It should be on you, man.
This is Sister D. I am seeking my rightful place because I know I'm not where I need to be in intercession.
Amen. Hello, Sister D. That was going to be my next call. Call us out. Now, you call it salvation and repentance and restoration for backsliders and those who are not saved. Are you coming for those or are you coming for restoration as well? Be seeking your right place at the end of the session.
Hello?
Father, very good.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we allowed to have questions?
You have to ask the moderator. And ask Mrs. Bradley.
Sir?
You have to ask Minister Bradley.
Man of God, it's okay if you're okay with it.
Okay.
I mean,
hold your question for me because we want you to hold your question for a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People didn't want to get saved. We're praying it right now. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we want to get the prayer request. We want to get the prayer request. Get those who want to be saved first. We want to make sure that we stay in the vein. I will be willing to answer any questions tonight, but I want to make sure that we do get the important places out of important things taken care of, which is prayer. Prayer, praying for people.
Yeah.
All right? So if anybody wants prayer.
Hello? I do.
God, this is the devil. Do what your phone demands you to do.
see no meeting room.
I'll do stuff fix.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on. I don't even hear him no more.
Me either.
Praise the Lord, caller. We can hear you. Can you hear us? Praise the Lord, caller. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. Can you come to the platform to take our prayer request for tonight? Praise
Hello.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hello. Hi.
God bless you. Go ahead, caller.
I would like to be restored.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Minister Emmanuel if you can come to the platform tonight. Are you able to come over? While we're trying to get him over, praise the Lord. And what's your name?
Natasha. We had this, I talked to someone earlier about me and my cousin was going to join the line. And, we had to hang up like three times to get to request the prayer. And we finally got through, and I said, Lord, I rebuke you saying the name of Jesus, and we finally got through.
Okay. Sister Natasha, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. If you would just, amen. Right there, we want to see if there's anyone else. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight?
Me.
Just hold
My
the line, sister.
Jamia.
Ma'am.
My name's Jamia.
Ania.
Jamia.
Jamia. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I heard. Was there a sister, Sister Natasha that came over as well? I thought there was a Sister Natasha.
Yes, we on the phone together.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. We on the phone together.
Okay. But Sister Jamia wants to pray for restoration.
So Natasha Jamia need prayer for healing. She's in the hospital right now.
Okay.
And she wants, I don't know, you got to ask her. I can't speak for her. I just can speak for myself. I'm sorry.
Okay. And so Sister Jamia needs prayer for healing?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were asking for prayer for restoration?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Anyone else? Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Haven't heard the word on tonight. Glory be to God. Anyone else? Anyone else? Let's press star 6 and come over. Press star 6. Glory to God, and come over to the platform side on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because the Lord is concerned. He's concerned about the whole man. He's concerned, glory be to God. And one thing that we have heard on tonight, and we know that prayer works. Glory to God. Prayer works. Amen. Lord God, as the scripture declares, men ought to always to pray, glory to God, and not faint. And we know, one thing we know, God has given us this word, glory to God, and we can stand on his word, glory to God, amen, and he won't fail us. He will not fail us. Glory to God. He will not fail us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else tonight? Press star 6. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Press star 6. Amen. Glory to God. While we're waiting. Anyone else? Praying for restoration on tonight. Glory be to God. And we know that God is able to restore. He's able. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's able to mend the broken places. He's able, for he is the balm of Gilead. Glory to God. He's able. Glory to God. Amen. It doesn't matter how far we've fallen. We can never fall below grace. Glory to God. And if by chance, glory to God, because you say you're asking for restoration, glory to God. And he said that if we ask, that he's faithful and just to forgive us. He's able to reach way down and pick us up. Glory be to God. He's able to restore us. He's able to bring us from the guttermost, glory to God, up to the top. He's able to take us, glory to God, no matter what situation we find ourselves, befallen in, he's able to restore. Glory to God. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God. He's able to do it. He's able to do it on tonight. Glory to God. And he said by his word, glory to God, that if we ask, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, the scripture declares, thou shalt be saved. Glory to God. He's able to redeem us. He's able to redeem us. He's able to pick us up. Glory to God. He's able to turn us around. Glory be to God. For even as the scripture declares, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Glory to God. He's married to you. He's married to you. Glory to God. And even as you consider right now, glory to God, all you have to do is ask him. Glory to God. Ask him to forgive you. Glory to God. You've fallen from grace. Ask him to forgive you. Even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let him search your heart. Let him search your heart right now. Let him search your spirit right now. Glory to God, and yield unto him. Yield unto him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and glory to God. Just repeat after me, glory to God. Father.
Father.
In thy precious name, Jesus.
My precious name, Jesus.
I come unto you.
I
ask you to forgive me.
Ask you to forgive me.
Of all sin.
Of all sin.
I ask you now.
Ask you now.
To create in me.
Bring me.
A clean heart.
A clean heart.
Restore me.
Restore me.
Restore my joy.
Restore my joy.
In the precious name of Jesus. Father, I ask you now.
Father, I ask you now.
Lord of my life.
Lord of my life.
Have your way in me.
Have your way in me.
Have your way with me.
Have your way with me.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
And Father, I thank you now.
Father, I thank you now.
For forgiving me.
For forgiving me.
For restoring me.
For restoring me.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory be to God. Glory to God. And even now, glory to God, we want to pray for Jamia. You said Jamia is there with you as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Glory to God. This is Jamia. Glory to God. And she's asking for healing on tonight. Okay. Did you say she was asking for healing on tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I want healing, and I also want my joy back, ma'am.
Your granddaughter? Your daughter? Your phone is going out. I can hardly hear you.
Jamia. Can you hear me? You can barely hear, like, your mouth to your phone. Your mouth is close to the phone, probably.
I say, I would like to...
That's the devil. You can say the name of Jesus.
In the name.
Okay, so, sister, you said she's asking for prayer. You can just tell me what it is. Okay.
Her joy back. She's been down, depressed. She's been in the hospital over a month now. She's in a situation right now. I'm not sure if she wants me to tell you, but she's dealing with a lot.
Okay. God knows. God knows all things. You don't have to, amen, to put it all out there. Glory be to God.
Right.
But we're going to, amen, Jesus, we're going to take the both of you before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, because we know that God is able and that he can do all things. So what he cannot do, he cannot take on tonight. But glory to God. Let us lift our hearts unto him on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify you on tonight. We thank these two sisters now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking now, look upon, glory to God, their very heart, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, you said we didn't have to beg, but all we had to do was ask. And we're coming before you now, lifting unto you, Jamia, God. We're asking you to look upon her now, for you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. Glory to God. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, Father. And because of this, O God, by your stripes, we're healed on tonight. And Father, we're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for the work of Calvary. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon Jamia now. Hey, God, in that precious name, Jesus, Father, for you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that healeth. Hey. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you would look upon her now. And Father, we're asking that you would touch even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, should there be any sin, we're asking that you forgive now in the precious name of Jesus. Forgive, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. Let not sin stand between her and her healing on today in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We're asking that you would touch now in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you would touch, glory to God, even so on the inward part. We're asking that you would touch and restore in the name of Jesus. Father, hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, hey, glory to God, we're asking that you will set your peace upon her now.
now in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the very works of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. Father, even now, glory to God, we upset the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Father, we peace unto her now in the name of Jesus. Father, there is no situation and there's no circumstance, oh God, that you are not able to handle, that you, oh God, are not able to turn around in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke every infection now. We rebuke every Father, every infirmity now. Father, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. As sons of God in the earth, Father, we rebuke the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Satan, we shall loose now in the name of Messiah. We shall loose her now in the name of Jesus. Loose, hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, I must say, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we shall be exalted on today. Father, give her a miracle today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come on today. Glory to God, we're coming, oh, God, in the name of Messiah. Father, we're coming, oh, God, in this hour, asking you to move for her now. Move, Master, in the name of Jesus. Move, yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and raise her up now. Father, raise her. Yeah, God, in the bed of affliction tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God. And, Father, we're thanking you for healing. We're thanking you, glory to God, for you're the great I am. And we're thanking you on tonight. Father, you're Ancient of Days. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we can look upon Jamia. Look upon her situation. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you are sanctified. We're asking, oh, God, for you to eradicate, hey, God, every work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you now. We're thanking you for moving in a situation. We're thanking you for moving in a body. We're thanking you, oh God, for moving, hey, God, in our life and in our situation tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, oh God, for stirring our faith now. We're thanking you, glory to God, for causing us to know, oh God, that you'll never leave us, nor will you forsake us. And Father, but if we give you thanks, we give you praise, oh God, you get the glory. You get the glory, oh God. You get the glory in this. Get the glory in our life in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you now. We're thanking you, oh God. We're thanking you now. Yeah, we're thanking you, oh God, for your mighty move, for your mighty hand on tonight. We're thanking you for the testimony, oh God, in a body, the testimony, oh glory to God, in a mouth. We're thanking you, glory to God. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor, we give you praise in thy precious name, oh God. Thank you for the glory, oh God, being revealed. Thank you for your glory, Father, being revealed in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for the pastor now. We're thanking you, yeah, God. We're thanking you for opening doors. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the restoration. We're thanking you for the fresh breath, oh God, breathing upon us now. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. Thank you for the fresh breath of your anointing. Father, we're thanking you for a new start. We're thanking you for a new beginning. We're thanking you, glory to God, for a fresh perspective. We're thanking you on tonight in that precious name, oh God. We thank you on tonight. Hey, God, we thank you. We bless you. Hey, God, in the name of Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you on tonight. We thank you for making her anew. We thank you for making her fresh on tonight. In that precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking for your blood covering now upon these two sisters on tonight. We ask that your blood cover, that your blood shield, and your blood protect on tonight. In that precious name, God, cause them to know, oh God, truly of this night, they've come into contact. Hey, Messiah, that they've come in contact. Hey, God, with the very real God, the Yes, you are. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We're thanking you, oh God, for answering the sentiments of their heart. We're thanking you tonight for their children, their grandchildren, for their family. Oh God, everything that concerns them, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for the turnaround. We're thanking you for the turnaround. We're thanking you for the mamamosa. Hey, God, for the turnaround. Oh, God, and all that the enemy thought, all that the enemy thought to do, Father, but we thank you tonight. You've given us the power to cancel the work of the enemy. And, Father, for this, we thank you. We bless you. Hey, glory outside. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you. We bless you tonight in that precious name, oh, God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing tonight in the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name, oh God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Yeah. We give you glory. Oh, God, for your shaking, for your turning on tonight. We glorify you for these things in the precious name, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, to thine, oh, God, be all of the glory. To thine be all of the praise. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight. Yes, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let us not be the same. Let them not be the same. Let them not be the same. But, Father, we stand. Oh, God, with this, oh, God, the desire to please you in all that they do and all that they say. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Glory to God. Say amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To God be the glory. Glory to God. To God be the glory on tonight. Glory to God. We thank him. Glory to God on tonight. Glory to God for his word. Amen. We thank him tonight. Glory to God. Amen. For what he has done, for what he said on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus. Glory to God. Sister Natasha, we want to, amen, get your information. Amen, Jesus. I believe I see your number. Amen. Glory to God so that you can, amen, we can follow up with you as well. Amen. And Sister Jamia, glory to God. But we believe God. We believe God. Hallelujah. We believe it's already done. Hey, hey. We believe it's already done. We believe. We know that it's already done. Glory be to God. It's already done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we rejoice tonight. We rejoice tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We rejoice on tonight. Glory to God for the finished work. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So just be expecting a call. Glory to God from, amen, Jesus, our outreach team. Glory to God. We want to follow up with you. We want to keep up with you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And continue, amen, that you all can continue this work that the Lord has begun in your lives. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise. Glory to God. Amen. For what he has done. We thank him. Amen. For this profound word on tonight. Glory to God. The intercessor. Glory to God. Intercession. Glory to God. I'm always so blessed. Glory to God when we, amen, are able, amen, to, glory to God, amen, receive from the man of God. Amen, Jesus. He just dives into layers and layers and layers of the word. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. And people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast and it's absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. It's not going to cost you anything. Amen. Glory to God. If you would like to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, certainly text us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. The number being 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory be to God as well. You can certainly reach out to us. Our international listeners, you can reach out to us, amen, Jesus, via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7216.
6784. Again, that's 678-608-7234. You can also reach out to us, text us, amen, for a copy of the broadcast, and that number is 229-529-0914, and that's 229-529-0914. Amen. Certainly text us, get that copy to you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Hello. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God tonight. Amen. For prophet. Amen. For the man of God. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God. We bless God tonight. Amen. For such a word. Amen. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. We thank God for you, people of God, for coming out. Glory to God to always be with us. Listen, we want to remind you as well, don't forget on Saturday night, we will have our divine night of poetry. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We want you to come. We want you to be blessed. Amen, Jesus. These are some very talented poets. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. I tell you, I've heard bits and pieces, amen, of their work. And I'm telling you, they are going to allow the Lord to really use them, amen, in the beautiful gift of poetry. Amen. Glory to God. So do come. Do tell somebody about it. Glory be to God. Tell somebody about it on tonight. Glory to God. This is our first ever night of poetry. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you, the Lord has just really pulled it together. Amen. As Evangelist Bond says, right nice. Amen. So we're excited about what the Lord is about to do. Again, that Saturday night, amen, our broadcast will be a night of divine poetry. And I'm excited, amen. I'm excited. Glory be to God, amen, to hear and to see, amen, how the Lord uses these vessels. Amen. Glory be to God. So tell somebody, bring somebody. Amen. Tell them to come on, be with us. Amen. Go out on your social media page. Go out to our Prayer News Network page, and there you can get a copy of the flyer. Amen. Or go out to my personal page, or go out to our ReARP Prayer Group 52. You can as well see the flyer there. Get it and share it. Amen. Get it, share it. Glory to God. And invite someone to again come and be with us on Saturday night for our divine night of poetry. Amen. Glory to God. We just know God is going to do great things. Amen. Glory to God. And again, we thank God for the man of God tonight, Prophet Virgil Postel. We thank the Lord for him. Glory be to God. He was with us back in June. Glory to God. And did that three-night revival. My God, were we blessed or what? Amen. We were blessed beyond measure. Amen. So we thank the Lord, amen, for his time to be with us. Glory to God. And we're looking for him to be with us again real soon. Amen. Glory to God. So let us, people of God, glory to God. Again, we just can't tell you how much we appreciate you, how much we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Truly the Lord is doing great things, amen, and there are great things to be revealed, amen. Glory to God. So continue to keep the Prayer News Network in your prayers. Please, ma'am, please, sir. Please, ma'am, please, sir. Keep us in your prayers as we endeavor to do the will of God in the spirit of excellence, amen, as we endeavor to do the will of God in the spirit of excellence, amen. Glory to God. So we bless God tonight, amen. We want to go ahead now and lift up the man of God and pray the prayer upon him, over him on tonight. Glory to God. Again, certainly a blessing. Glory be to God. Amen. So if you would, amen, amen, let us lift him. Glory to God. Father, we lift now the man of God before you tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your servant. We're thanking you for your word on tonight, your word that brings life, your word that brings clarity, your word that brings understanding. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for this word, oh God. Cause it, oh God, to rest in our spirit. Help us to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, now we're asking that you look upon your servant, look favorably upon him tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you see his every desire, his every need, oh God, the vision that you placed upon his head. We're asking you now, God, that you would rain down upon him. Rain down upon him, oh God, showers of blessings, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause him to reap, oh God, where he's not sown, in thy precious name, oh God. Cause him, oh God, to walk in a wealthy place, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We're thanking you for ordered steps for him. We're thanking you now. Glory be to God. We're thanking you, oh God, for the word that you placed in his belly. Oh God, this word to the nations. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we're asking you even now to bless, oh God, bless his going out, bless his coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Father, bless his ministry, we pray. Bless God, everything that he sets his hand to. Bless in the precious name of Jesus. Bless, oh God. Oh, God, bless tonight the vision that you placed upon his head in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we thank you now. We're thanking you for the ministry that you placed within him. We thank you now. Honor, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. And Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to cause your face to shine upon him. Cause your face to shine, oh God, upon him wheresoever he go, in thy precious name, Jesus. And for this, we thank you. We thank you for every good and perfect gift. We thank you for every blessing, oh God, that you have called to fall upon him, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We honor, we glorify you. We thank you, oh God, for this line. We thank you for this people. We thank you, oh God, for those that are listening live, for those that are listening even in the days, the weeks, the months ahead, the years ahead, those that shall listen to this broadcast. Father, we're asking that you will bless them now, that you will cause a blessing to rest upon him. Rest upon them, we pray. Oh, God, meet their every need and their every desire. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cover us now in your shed blood. Cover us, oh, God. Cause your angels, oh, God, that you've given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We're thanking you, oh God, for the leading and the guiding even now in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, now we're asking you to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Father, hide us and we shall be hid. For this we give you thanks. We praise you. We forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid retaliation on tonight as sons of God in the earth that you called us to be. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. In every heart tonight, say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We do bless the Lord tonight. We give again the Lord thanks. We give him praise. We thank him for you, people of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for always coming to be with us. Amen. Glory to God on this journey. Truly, it is a journey. Amen. Glory to God. Come on back to be with us on tomorrow night. Glory to God. We'll be here tomorrow night. And then one more time, we want to remind you, don't forget about the night of poetry. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We do love you. Amen, Jesus. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. That does conclude our broadcast for tonight. God bless you now in Jesus' name.
and northern river. We are under and northern river. Where the stars shall overflow, where the glorious kings may walk. Yeah, we are under an open door. Yeah, we are under.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.